The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Welcome back inside TechCU Arena. Final on this Friday night, Halloween. The Barracuda fall in scary fashion. 6-1 defeat at the hands of the Ontario Reign. So for San Jose coming back, two very important games because after this weekend, they go onto the road for five straight. They've been pretty good at home. They've certainly been a better team on home ice than on the road. But after a first period in which each team had a goal and we went into the second tied at 1-1, Ontario just blew it open. Four goals in the second, and they roll to a 6-1 win here tonight.
I think the biggest issue that the Barracuda have right now is, as we talked about, making the right play with the puck. They're forcing pucks into the opposition. They are not skating out the puck and getting available. They are not strong with the puck and clearing it out of their zone. I thought also in front of the net, they had issues in their own zone. Overall, as you said, Nick, there's a lot to work on. So you're not going to be able to work on everything at once. And certainly from one day to the next or one game to the next in less than 24 hours, that you've got a situation where you're thinking, okay, as a coach, what's the most important thing I talk about? What's the most important thing I show them? What's the most important thing that we have to do tomorrow in order to get a win? So for John McCarthy, those are decisions he has to make. But the number one thing for me is you've got to be better on the puck. And it's not just the guy who's got the puck. It's the guys away from the puck as well. Skating off the puck to clear space. It is being able to come back and be an option for a pass the second time if the first passing lane is taken. And the other thing I would talk to them about is defensive zone. You have to make sure that you're taking care of the front of the net. I thought, how many chances did we see tonight where it was just in front of the net where the Ontario Reign skated so well into the main area that the Barracuda just were too slow to react, didn't get inside position. So I just mentioned a bunch of things, but the one thing is you got to talk to them about is, guys, you got to be more connected when we've got the puck.
Barracuda did a good job in a similar situation last weekend against Milwaukee. They really got outclassed in the first game of two, came back less than 24 hours later and won by a score of 3-2. And from the start to the finish, they were the better team. Yeah. Hopefully they can have a similar type of mindset and turn around tomorrow and look for a much better performance as they fall big here tonight by a score of 6-1. One thing we talked about in the pregame show and something you noticed, a strong start, critically important. That doesn't always mean scoring the first goal.
No.
Because that's sometimes out of your control.
Exactly.
But getting off to a strong start, very important. Unfortunately, though, for the Barracuda, giving up the first goal has become a bugaboo. It's seven games, and they have not scored the first goal yet. They have not carried a lead into the first intermission, so they continued to play from behind, and they had to do it again here tonight as Ontario gets a goal at 4:48 of the first period. Taylor Ward gets things started. Ward, and Ward will veer it along right wing side for Dvorak. And now chasing it down near side is Glenn Godden, the veteran forward. Now centered in front, good chance for Ward, picked up his own rebound, and he beats Skarik, who lost sight of where the puck was. And Taylor Ward stays hot. He had 5 points in two games against Abbotsford. That was just a couple of games ago during a road trip, and he's back on the board. One thing that stuck out, Drew, on that goal, he got a couple of chances at it. Skarik lost kind of sight of it, didn't know where it was, so it was an easy goal on the second attempt. But where it came from, it was about 2 feet off the blue paint, in tight, yeah. No one around him, and pretty easy for Ward to tuck home the first of the game.
He just got the shot on net, then he slipped by his man. It was a shoot-and-follow type of play down low. But it was also on the forecheck. Ontario got to the puck first, and behind the net, they got the puck. And when the puck goes behind the net, everybody turns to find it, and nobody tries to find the guy behind them.
So the Barracuda give up the game's first goal at 4:48. Taylor Ward from Martin Kromiak and Glenn Godden. Barracuda did settle into that first period, though. They started to move their feet, started to generate some pressure. They would draw a couple of penalties, and on their first of two, they would find the back of the net. We thought it was Colin White's goal, but upon further review, it actually went off Oliver Wahlstrom at 18:09, a power play goal, and we were all tied at 1-1. 36. Chernyshov with it. Top of the right circle. Up high for Cagnoni. Left wing side now for White. Return Cagnoni. Slap shot from distance. Portillo sprawled out. Whoa. And the puck is put on. They score! A mad scramble. The red light is on. Portillo is on his stomach. And that puck gets roofed. It's a power play goal.
And there's going to be another power play, I think, because just as that puck was going in, there was a huge elbow thrown at Quentin Musty. He got dropped at the net.
So at that point, the Barracuda had tied the score, and they went back onto the power play with momentum totally in their favor.
Yeah, I thought things were going to roll from there. Actually, it didn't end up being an elbow. It was actual cross-check by Hicketts on Quentin Musty. And they did get another chance after that, but that, as the period ended, looked like, okay, now they've kind of got their game back. Things are starting to go their way, but we were 100% wrong.
we were, and sometimes the intermission zaps any sort of momentum, and that seemed to maybe be what occurred. At 6:59 of the second period, Ontario would take its lead back. Yamsen would tip home a shot from Zimmer, and the Ontario Reign would take back a lead. They would not squander after that point for Yamsen, his third of the year. Booth near side, Zimmer, his shot, he scored. Funnel through, it's going to be tipped past goaltender Skark. I think Yamsen's going to be the goal scorer. And it comes at 6:59 of the second period at full strength, so Ontario back up by one. And that seemed to open up the floodgates, because at 10:27, a giveaway, kind of a broken play in the neutral zone, started from a big hit on Matthias Havlid right in front of the Ontario bench. Sam Bolduc will come out with it, the rangy D-man. He'd rush up ice on a breakaway at 10:27, and he would slide a backhander through the five hole of his old New York Islander organization teammate in Jakub Skarik, and it would give Ontario a 3-1 lead. And it's forced back to center. Hard check there as Havlid run over by Godden. His helmet popped off and landed in the Ontario bench. Now a chance for the Reign, busting in, they score. Kind of a broken play in the neutral zone, a breakaway for Samuel Bolduc. And the big defenseman able to slide one through on the backhand. It's a 3-1 Ontario lead. Well, big hit, Drew. Actually ends the night of Havlid, who ended up leaving and did not return. Big hit leads to a loose puck, a breakaway, and kind of a perfect example of a play that Ontario made that ends up turning out to be a goal.
Ontario were very good tonight on pressuring in the neutral zone, and that's where that play kind of turned out. But it was a team that, as we talked about, all five guys on the ice were in every zone working together and working very quickly to pressure and be physical.
Well, that made it a 3-1 lead at the time. Bolduc's fourth already on the season. Had 9 last year. He's got 4 already for the Ontario Reign. And then Jack Hughes, former second-round pick of the LA Kings, who would continue the second period onslaught to make it 4-1 Ontario. Zimmer near side wall, played it far side. Good stick there by Huntington. Back to the point. Booth shot it, hit two posts. Thrown back on net. It's behind goaltender Skarik, and they score. A double doink on a point shot, and then it was a scramble from there, and it's tucked home by the Ontario Reign. They've got their third goal here in this second period. Yeah, a goal for Jack Hughes, first in the American Hockey League. It made a 4-1. Then at 13:47, another first. Jacob Dvorak would score his first in the AHL at 13:47. And then in the third period, yes, another first for Ontario. First goals in the American Hockey League. Kenny Connors would score his first in the American Hockey League. And that was in the third, as the Ontario Reign run away with a 6-1 final. Final shots 37-23 in favor of San Jose. Portillo gets the win, making 36 stops. He was very solid, in particular in that third period, made multiple stops on the power play. In fact, the Barracuda were getting some chances shorthanded. So with the win, Portillo on the season improves to 3-1. 3-1-1, that is. The losing goaltender is going to be Jakub Skarik. He's now at 500. Gabe Carrier came into the game. Didn't fare much better. Allowed a couple of goals on 6 shots. So we'll see who ends up playing tomorrow for the Barracuda. As Skarik gets pulled in the second, Carrier comes into the game in relief here. So you mentioned, Drew, some of the things the Barracuda need to clean up. If you're a player, what's got to be the mindset as you turn around? It's just forget about this one, or do you have to take some of it in as well?
You have to take – I know the players will just say, yeah, we're just going to rinse this one and that's going to be it. But I think you have to as a player, and you have to as a coach, learn something from this loss. If you're not learning anything from your losses and your wins, then you're not doing the full job you need to do as a player to be as good as you can be. You have to learn something from it. You have to be thinking to yourself, okay, number one, you have to look in the mirror, number one. What did I do well? What do I need to be better at? How was my preparation? Was I ready to go today? What did I do right in that regard? Did I feel good on the ice? So you have to make sure there's a routine you stick to, but at the same time, you have to examine that routine and examine your preparation, see if you were ready to play the game that you needed to play. And then as the game goes on, you think to yourself, okay, how was I when they had the pressure on us? What was I doing right? What was I doing wrong? There has to be some self-awareness and self-examination, and then that's when you say, okay, I'm done now. You give yourself a couple hours here, because these guys won't be able to sleep for a little bit. Give yourself a couple hours to relax, but look at the game from a very objective point of view, and then try to make yourself better mentally for tomorrow.
Let's go over our 3 stars. They gave the 3rd star to Quinn Musty. I think that's a mistake, and that's no offense to Musty, but no. Yeah. A -2 rating tonight. So we'll give our 3rd star, and I want to give it to Jimmy Huntington in a game that didn't have a great, a lot to write home about, not a lot of great moments. Huntington, I felt like, stuck out in a very positive way.
100%. Yep, I'll go with that one. We liked him.
Yeah, Jimmy Huntington finishes, although with a -2 rating. Everybody was a minus. It was a golf score today for the Barracuda. Cole Clayton, in fact, had the best. He got the green jacket today.
Wow,
he was a -5.
Whoa, so that's a tough night
throughout. Clayton, by far, not the only one, as the Barracuda collectively as a group. Just a tough evening, and all 6 goals coming during full strength for the Barracuda. So that's how you have so many dramatic minuses in that way. Lone goal scorer for the Barracuda, Oliver Wahlstrom, ends up going off his pant from Colin White. Cagnoni picks up the secondary assist. So the Barracuda fall tonight. They'll look to try to tune things up. And again, they'll have a short period of time to do so. Get a good rest. No morning skate tomorrow with the back-to-back. So guys will just arrive to the rink and be ready to go. We'll see if they can get a better result tomorrow. Again, puck drop tomorrow, 6 o'clock. We're on the air at 5:30 at sgbarracuda.com/listen on the Barracuda Audio Network, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Drew, great to have you back in the booth. Looking forward to working
with
you again tomorrow. Good luck in the afternoon. Sharks take on the Colorado Avalanche. You can listen to that game, of course, on the Audio Network as well, and you can watch on NBC Sports California. Fano here from TechCU Arena. The Ontario Reign 6 and the Barracuda 1. For the great Drew Mena, I'm Nick Nolenberger, saying so long and good night from San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEVCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.